Hello there, everybody. This is Ellis Sweetnam, solicitor at Lawdett Solicitors, and welcome back to the Trademark Basics series. Today, I'm going to chat you through goods and services. So as part of every trademark application, we need to ensure that that trademark application is filed in the relevant goods and services. Now, as someone who may be new to trademarks, this can be seen as a big minefield and potentially very confusing, but actually it's very simple. So every good and every service you could ever think of is split up into one of 45 classes. This groups together similar goods, similar services to kind of aid your selection of the right goods and services for your industry. It's very important that when registering your trademark, you are very thoughtful of the goods and services you may need now and in the near future, as once the trademark application is filed, it cannot be amended. Any new trademark classes need to be included in a brand new application, which of course has cost implications and can be quite expensive. So when we're thinking about goods and services, we need to think about what industry you are in, what sort of product development you have in mind, where are you likely to take your business, and any additional avenues you may want to go down in the future. With the goods and services, there are some classes that are very straightforward and only include a small amount of goods. So for example, class 25 covers you for clothing, headgear and footwear. But there's also other classes that are very, very wide ranging and can cover you from mobile applications to fire extinguishers. So with the classes, we always recommend getting in touch with us, the experts who develop these class specifications and can put the terms together for you, as we do week in, week out. We will build the class specification for you, so put those terms together and paint a really good picture of your business now and, as I said, in the future as well. It allows you to be safe in the knowledge that your business is covered in its entirety and that your trademark application will stay as relevant as possible for as long as possible. As part of our application legal fees, we will prepare that class specification for you. We won't charge you extra for this. There's no add-on, there's no hidden fees. It's all part of the package, all part of what we will do for you as the experts here and helping you file the application. So don't get too bogged down in the terms. Don't get too confused by it. Come to us and we'll make it as straightforward, as simple as possible. There are some goods and services where the term is very clear. This is what you need, normally in relation to goods. So for example, if you are a business that specialises in selling novelty t-shirts, t-shirts are covered by class 25. That's it, you're done and dusted. However, if you provide a service, it may be that we need to combine a number of terms together to paint that overall picture. So as I said, this is something we can do for you as part of the application process. So there's no need to worry of, oh, am I doing the right terms? Am I including this? Should I include that? We will cover that for you. All we ask is for a brief explanation as to where you see your business now and in the future, and we can work with you to put that class specification together. So that's only one part of the application process. Please listen to the other episodes in the series to discover other areas of the application process. And if you have any questions at all, please get in touch with the team today and we can chat you through everything and answer any questions you have. So please do enjoy the British sunshine that is outside at the moment. And as I said, we look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions at all. Wishing you a very happy and successful rest of the day. As I said, this is Ellis Sweetnam and this is the Mark Wing podcast for Lawdett Solicitors. Thank you.